Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I hope everybody is doing well, and I hope you have a safe 4th of July weekend. And we do now have on the line with us this morning, as he is the first Friday of every month, we have Representative Doug Blex online. Mr. Blex, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, doing great. I hope everybody has a good, safe 4th of July. I think people are ready to get out and do a little bit of, enjoy some fun things.
Exactly. And just have a good time. Well, we're going to lead off first, sir, as the one first things you did want to talk about is the revenue, correct?
Yeah, I think revenue report, that comes out the first of every month, and that's done by the Consensus Revenue Estimating Council, and they actually do a fairly good job of estimating that. And certainly the COVID-19 pandemic and that ripple effect that we saw non-essential businesses close down and Kansans were told to stay at home or from work this spring had kind of a long enduring part of that. And but that being said, revenue has not suffered that much as yet. I'm not sure if that's probably a lot due to the federal stimulus $600 payment and the unemployment that we have, because we're only about 9% below this same time last June, and that's a good sign in individual income tax. And actually, compensating use sales, which is sales tax on online purchases, that's actually up a little bit from the estimate, as well as some sales tax. So I guess people that were staying home were utilizing their computer to order stuff, and that revenue, of course, comes into the state, so that was a good thing. So basically, we're short, but at that same token, it's still not real doom. We're about 6% overall, and we just closed our fiscal year 2020. It closes June the 30th. And our receipts for the states was $6.866 billion is what we took in through those taxes and sales. And so that's actually about 6% below the same time in 2019. So we are down a little bit. However, projections are indicated that in 2021, which will start next July, we're scheduled to be about $1.6 billion in shortfall. So we're going to have some tough, difficult choices this coming session as to whether we're going to have to either raise taxes, which everybody out of the job, I'm not going to support that, or we're going to have to cut spending. So that's kind of where we're at on the revenue side.
All right, so there is that. And then, of course, the big story this week, and it was announced on Monday by Governor Laura Kelly, was basically the requirement for all Kansans to wear masks. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that and maybe if it expound on that mandate a little bit more.
Yeah, that's caused quite a bit of stir. A little history on that. When we went back into special session, we passed House Bill 2016, which actually told the governor by the legislatures, who are newly elected also, that we would not tolerate closing any businesses or restricting movements of people. Again, like a stay-at-home order, that impact was just too much, we felt. So, and she agreed to that, and she signed an order. There was a compromise with the leadership, and we had a bipartisan support. Not everybody got what they wanted, but at the same token, that was signed. Well, and what we done, we left that up to the county, the local county commissioners. Previously, it was the county health officer, which, bless their hearts, they have an agenda, and they serve a really good purpose. But at the same token, they only look at the medical part of this equation, whereas leadership and people that are elected, whether the county commissioners or state representatives or the governor, have to look at the economic and a lot of other varying factors. But anyhow, she come out with that order, which kind of surprised everybody, and it's to mandatorily wear a mask. And I think Kansans it would have been a lot better off if she just had several press releases and were coming up with the 4th of July, Independence Day, which is kind of ironic that now we've got a mandate that kind of restricts our independence. And I'm not necessarily opposed to masks. I think certainly the situation is okay, but this is the second time our governor, and I think she really has, best interests of Kansas at heart, but this is the second time when she gets advice from our attorney general, who Derek Schmidt is very bipartisan. He's very fair on both sides, and he doesn't really play that political cards very often, if at all. And he gave an opinion when she done criminalized going to church that it was unconstitutional, and of course she went ahead and done it. And now the opinion that he gave and wrote to local law enforcement and county attorneys basically said it's unenforceable. It's not a criminal action. So that's kind of where it's at. I represent five counties. Butler County totally opened up and did not require any mask. I believe Stockton County is the same. And Montgomery County was a little bit confusing in their resolution in the fact that they said they would want to abide by the governor's guidelines, but yet turn around and said at the end of it, the resolution is not enforceable. So that's leaving a lot of confusion, and we certainly don't need that in this day and age.
I absolutely agree on that. It's very interesting how, like you said, is that the governor does have the best, you think she has the best interest of Kansans in mind with the mask mandate, and but again, like you said, it's going to be hard to enforce because it's not like if somebody's like walking down the street, you just can't pull stop. We don't have the resources for to stop everybody that may not be wearing a mask. Correct.
Well, and not only that, it's not a criminal matter. The Attorney General's opinion, it is a civil matter. Now, that's a whole different ballgame. So if an officer sees somebody without a mask, they cannot issue you a citation or a ticket to go into court like you would in a criminal offense. So it's solely a civil matter, and that changes the whole game because now the only person that can really pursue a civil matter against you is the county attorney or a district attorney. So, and that means they have to have it's kind of like me suing you or something that would bring that into action. So really in essence, and why she done that, I have no idea, because even after a press briefing, she said she doubted that very few county attorneys would enforce it. Well, if that's your thought process, why would you do it in the first place? Why wouldn't you just ask Kansas to voluntarily do this, have some press releases, encourage people rather than issue this mandate that basically covers 105 counties, and there's going to be already, and there is already a lot of different variations. Like I said, a lot of counties just totally opened up, ignored it, and basically if that county does that, then basically that cannot be, the mask mandate cannot be enforced in that county. So it just creates a ton of confusion for people. My opinion, it'd be better off just to voluntarily encourage people. And there's certainly people that need a mask. Now, the rule, if you're under five, you don't have to wear a mask. If you have some mental issues and conditions, you don't have to wear it. Actually, if you're hard hearing and you utilize reading lips, you don't have to wear a mask. So there's so many loopholes in it. And like you say, you don't want to call 911 if you see somebody out there. That would just overwhelm the system. And really, local law enforcement can't do anything any more than the citizens. Just they could file a complaint with the county attorney, and then the county attorneys, and I've already talked to quite a few people, a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs across the state have already said, we're not enforcing this at all. So that's what we got, a lot of confusion. So we're going into this 4th of July holiday, and ironically, it was bad timing because just the late afternoon before the holiday starts here in a day or two, a lot of activities start tonight. We got people that really don't understand or what's going on, and kind of bad timing, really, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is, because like you said, there's going to be a lot of people traveling, and two, like you said, there's a lot of activities that start tonight, so maybe just a little bit of confusion for the citizens, because she's saying required to wear a mask, but it won't be enforceable, and I think that leads to a lot of confusion for people.
Yes, it does, and you know, Hopefully we'll have some common sense. You know, I think I still have a lot of strong faith in Kansas' resolve to do the right thing. I think we pretty well, most of us, hunkered down and we abided by that stay-at-home order, even though financially it was a killer for a lot of businesses. We're just now, here the 1st of July and last of June, getting the bulk of those unemployment compensations that was due Kansas. That were shut down on March 15th, just now getting their paychecks. So, you know, my challenge to county commissioners, county public health officers, and a lot of other people, a question needs to be asked, you know, how many in this room have not received a paycheck since March 15th? And, you know, if you've got, been receiving a paycheck, then it's easy to make a decision that impacts somebody else. But for those, I'm hearing a front line from a lot of, you know, single moms, hairdressers, barbers that previously that, you know, did not have any way to make any money. And, you know, we can't feed our family. We can't pay our bills. I mean, some really heart-wrenching stories. And so that needs to be really considered, not just solely the medical issue.
Absolutely. Well, sir, do you have any big plans for this July 4th weekend?
Well, I'm going to attend the Shockwell County fireworks display tonight over in San Sedan and go up to Independence tomorrow night and kind of sit in my lawn chair and out in the open air and probably have a couple family cookouts and enjoy the, even though the weather's hot, but 4th of July, Kansas is usually that. You know, we got a lot to be thankful for, you know, celebrating our independence. A lot of crazy stuff is going on around our country that kind of just makes us scratch his head and wonder what are people thinking. And, you know, I think we take so much for granted that we don't realize how fortunate we are to live in our great state, our great country. And, you know, independence, we need to take some time away and really think about that and realize that, you know, my fellow brother and sister have an opinion, and but don't force it on me. And, you know, I'll listen to it. Agree to disagree on issues that are, you know, we can't agree on, but yet there's still, everybody's still a human being, and we need to respect that and, you know, honor our great country and those people that follow.
Definitely agree with that, sir. Well, again, have a great time at the fireworks show tonight, and I hope you have a fun and safe weekend, and I hope it is good for you, sir, and I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you a lot. Appreciate all what you guys do, and may God bless all of us.
Absolutely, sir. You have a fantastic day, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is Representative Doug Blex here today on the Mighty 690 KGGF. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. And then 10 after, we will have a replay of one of the episodes of Skank Insurance. It's going to be actually the one where Gary talks about his life. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here in just a few minutes, we do have Fox News at the top of the hour.